Looks like Tom's spotted horse was right.
Will dismounted and dropped Buster's reins to the ground, then proceeded on foot to get a better look at the camp by the water's edge. The Chickasaw policeman had told him Ike Skinner had passed through Tishomingo, headed toward Blue River. Will wasn't surprised. He figured Ike was on his way to Texas after a series of train station robberies south along the MKT. So when Dan Stone had sent him to arrest Ike, he had headed down the line to Atoka in hopes of cutting him off before he reached that town. Unfortunately, he was too late by half a day to intercept him in Atoka, but he had an idea that Ike might cut over to Tishomingo. He was sweet on a Chickasaw woman named Lila Birdsong who lived there, and that was where Will had arrested him before. Ike was never a man to use good judgment, and it looked like the 2 years he had spent in prison had done little to teach him any common sense. Will had also been too late to catch him at Lila Birdsong's father's cabin in Tishomingo, but he hadn't been hard to track from there. Ike had not waited long to camp for the night, which didn't surprise Will, since he hadn't seen Lila in 2 years. He should have waited at least until he crossed the Red and celebrated their reunion in Texas, Will thought. He almost felt sorry for him. Ike was not a cruel criminal by any standard. He just wasn't smart enough to make a living from anything but stealing. Getting his mind back on business, Will made his way carefully through the stand of oaks on the banks of the river. Close enough to see the two people seated by the fire clearly now, he took a moment to verify what he had suspected. The other person with Ike was indeed Lila Birdsong. He had hesitated because Lila had apparently grown some in the 2 years since Ike was away, not so much up, but out. Will had seen her before on only one brief occasion, and she was a husky woman then. Looking at her now, she looked to be more woman than Ike could handle. He could only assume that she had come with Ike willingly, so he wouldn't have to be charged with abduction on top of the armed robbery charges. Will moved a few yards closer before suddenly stepping out from behind a tree.
Don't make a move, Ike, and we'll make this as easy as possible.
As he expected, Ike tried to scramble to his feet. Ready for just such a possibility, Will had his Winchester in position to fire. He placed a shot that kicked up dirt at Ike's feet and stopped him from running. Then he quickly placed a second shot in the dirt on the other side of Ike when he started to run in the opposite direction.
I ain't gonna waste any more ammunition in the dirt. The next one's gonna stop you for good.
Ike hesitated a moment, but gave up on the idea of running for cover.
Well, Tanner, I should have known it'd be you.
He stood by the fire, feeling helpless as Will approached, his rifle still trained on him.
Dadgummit, how'd you find me so quick?
You're a creature of habit, Ike. You need to change your old ways if you're planning to be an armed robber the rest of your life. Now, with your left hand, unbuckle that gun belt and let it drop.
While Ike dutifully complied, Will kept an eye on the Chickasaw woman, who had so far shown no reaction to his intrusion. Sitting calmly, her stoic expression registering no sign of alarm, she prompted Will to be extra cautious, lest she might suddenly explode.
What are you bothering me for, Tanner? I ain't done nothing to get the law on my tail.
You held up the train depot in McAllister and again in Atoka. Both station masters identified you as the bandit.
How can they be sure it was me? I was wearing a bandana on my face. He was most likely wearing a mask, weren't he?
Yeah, he was wearing a red bandana, like the one you're wearing around your neck. Now, you've rode with me before, so you know I don't give you any trouble as long as you don't cause me any.
Will turned to the somber woman still sitting there, watching impassively.
How about you, Miss Birdsong? There weren't any reports that Ike had anybody with him when he held up the railroad offices. I'm guessing Ike just picked you up last night. Is that right?
She looked up to meet his gaze, but did not answer his question.
I'm gonna take that as a yes, so you're free to go on back home.
He watched her carefully while she considered what he had just said.
Ike's gonna be gone for a long spell.
She got to her feet and started toward her horse.
Lila, honey, don't leave me. I came to get you as soon as I got out of prison. We was gonna make it down in Texas.
She just kept walking away.
I reckon this just ain't your day, Ike. She wouldn't have stayed with you for very long anyway.
He pointed to a small tree close by.
You know how this works.